Reading Matters, Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121, 2783. 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Phone 206-615-0400. Toll free 800-542-0866. WTBBL@sos.wa.gov. www.wtbbl.org. That all may read.
From the Director by Danielle Miller. Spring is bringing new energy to the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. New employees have joined our staff, we are welcoming back more volunteers, and more patrons are visiting us and checking out materials. I love to see the activity, and one of my favorite things is talking with patrons and helping them with their service. I recently helped a patron who came in to get a book for a new skill they wanted to try. A couple of weeks later, the patron called and told me about the success they had using the information from the book and how happy they were with the results. It is interactions like these that are highlights in my work. WTBBL is committed to getting all our readers the books they enjoy or the books they need to pursue their interests. Please don't hesitate to call the library to speak with a reader's advisor or librarian to find what you need. Our memory kits are all checked out, and more are in the works. We are excited about this program and the opportunity to expand our offerings and support our senior patrons. You can learn more about the memory kits in this issue of Reading Matters. We also have had great success with our partnership with the Department of Services for the Blind's Independent Living Program to loan CCTVs. All the devices were loaned within 2 months, and working with the IL program has been a wonderful experience. Always looking for ways to offer more opportunities to our patrons, we've joined Washington State Library's Check Out Washington Public Lands Public Libraries program. We will launch this soon, making 2 discovery passes available to borrow for parking on lands managed by Washington State Parks, the Washington State Department of Natural Resources, and the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. More information is forthcoming, so watch our social media accounts. We are continuing to work on upgrades to our building and investing in a facility of which you can be proud. We hope you can visit us and take a tour if you are in the area. There is a new outreach/tours page on our website. You can request materials about the library, like brochures or bookmarks, if you want to spread the word about WTBBL, or you can request a tour. We look forward to hearing from you, and as always, happy reading. Making Connections by Sarah Jones, State Librarian. April has many celebrations, but one important to all of us is National Library Week, which was held April 3rd through 9th. This year's theme was Connect with Your Library. No library exemplifies this theme more than WTBBL, which connects in so many ways. One of the ways Washington State Library celebrated the week was to encourage staff to nominate one of their colleagues in honor of National Library Workers Day, April 5th. Great libraries would not be great without their hardworking and dedicated staff. It is an excellent time to highlight the critical role library workers play in keeping our libraries running. All the staff at WTBBL are to be recognized for their hard work to make valuable connections with patrons and the community. These nominees were submitted to shine a bright light on wonderful work as seen by their colleagues. Riley Curran. Riley Curran is truly amazing and inspiring. She is always looking for new ways to reach individuals who could benefit from the amazing services that WTBBL provides. Riley is incredibly creative. Perfect examples of her creativity are the memory kits she made to help individuals connect with things they enjoy while stirring up memories. Each kit contains smells, textures, sounds, and a cartridge with books relevant to the topics. Riley is an inspiration. Riley Curran has been a great addition to WTBBL in the past year, bringing a new enthusiasm to our outreach efforts. She has done great work on the Memory Kits project, and she brings great design skills to our publications. Lindsay Lucas. Lindsay Lucas has a knack for organization and documentation. She not only completely cleaned, purged, and reorganized our supply, materials, and publications room, but she documented quantities of all items and took photos of each publication or special item. With this information, Lindsay created a spreadsheet that could be regularly updated and items could be referenced by image, name, or quantity, and in some cases, even a link for where it was purchased, last order date, typical order quantity, or cost was also available. So beautiful and helpful. Library workers play a critical role in meeting the needs of our community, from connecting patrons to local social and health services, to career and small business development assistance, and free access to tools that transform lives through education and lifelong learning. Thank a librarian today. Youth Services News by Aaron Groth. Spring flowers are blooming and WTBBL Youth Services is booming. We have been busy as bees, adding several new large print books for youth patrons, cataloging quite a number of new titles monthly. Patrons with low vision and print disabilities should check out our growing collection for upper elementary, middle, and high school reading levels. We have new releases, bestsellers, old favorites, and hidden gems. Take a look at our online catalog today or give us a call to see what's new on the shelf. New titles are added monthly. What about our younger patrons? WTBBL Early Literacy Kits for budding readers are available for checkout. These activity bags include print braille board books, song and rhyme sheets, and interactive toys that match a theme and encourage little ones to recognize letters, shapes, sounds, and patterns. Themes include backyard bugs, community helpers, counting in shapes, farms, food, music, opposites, taking care of myself, things that go, and wild animals. Contact me at Erin, E-R-I-N, dot growth, G-R-O-T-H, at SOS dot W-A dot G-O-V, with the subject line, Early Literacy Kits, to learn how one can be loaned out to you. Summer reading is just around the corner, and this year's theme will be An Ocean of Possibilities. Check WTBBL.org soon for information on how to register for programs geared toward early learners, children, and teens. Weekly activity packets full of goodies to keep and books to read are mailed directly to your home, and all summer readers are eligible to win some amazing prizes. Stay tuned for announcements on exciting events happening as well, including the return of the in-person Challenge Air Fly Day, aquarium science programs, boating and water sports, and more. Put on your swim cap and get ready to dive into Summer Reading 2022. There's so much happening in the Youth Services Department. Stay up to date by subscribing to our e-newsletter, DOTS, WTBBL's Youth Patron Newsletter. Email Erin, E-R-I-N, dot growth, G-R-O-T-H, at S-O-S dot W-A dot G-O-V, or call 206-615-1253 to be placed on the list. Talking Books and Memories by Riley Curran. We are excited to announce a new program for our older adult patrons. In 2021, we received funds from the American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, to create Talking Books and Memories. Developed specifically for low-vision patrons with dementia who reside in senior living communities, Talking Books and Memories offers kits that are based on reminiscence therapy, a non-pharmacological intervention that improves self-esteem and provides older patients with a sense of fulfillment and comfort as they look back at their lives. While reminiscing involves recalling past events, it encourages patients to communicate and interact with a listener in the present. Each kit includes a talking book player and a cartridge with seven titles based on a theme, including Cars, gardening, football, baseball, cats, dogs, France, Italy, trains, cooking, and the 1950s, a conversation card with suggested open-ended questions for the caregiver to ask, and tactile items and sensory objects to spark conversation. Examples include smelling jars, a mini Eiffel Tower, aqua paint packs, a dog stuffed animal, mini music box, and a wooden train set. The kits can be checked out by activity directors and life enrichment coordinators at senior living communities and used with individual residents or in a group. All of the kits are currently circulating, and we have received wonderful feedback, including from an activity director who told us a resident who had lived in France earlier in her life very much enjoyed the France kit and the memories she was able to share. We are excited to partner with professional staff to encourage the use of our Talking Book program and expand our offerings to seniors by meeting their needs where they are. If you or someone you know lives in a senior living community and would be interested in this program, please pass our contact information to the activity director. They can call 800-542-0866 or email wtbbl@sos.wa.gov.
New audiobooks from WTBBL by John Pye. This spring, audiobook production at WTBBL has finally emerged from the shadow of the pandemic with an uptick in completed books. Volunteer narrators and reviewers are back in the studios, and the backlog of books awaiting completion is diminishing. The following are some newly completed and uploaded audiobooks on Bard. DBC 15696, What's Become of Her, by Deb Colletti. Recently divorced, Isabel Austin returns to Parish Island in Puget Sound, where she meets newcomer Henry North. Attraction turns to unease when she learns about the dead and missing women in his past. And then there's Professor Weary cyber-stalking Henry. 2017, narrated by Roz Wilkes. DBC 15873, Seattle's Market Ghost Stories by Mercedes Yeager. The Pike Place Market has been around since 1907 and has its share of ghosts to prove it. Some like to hang out in the bars that occupy the site of a former mortuary. 2009, narrated by Jim Weston. DBC 15877, And the Angels Sing, stories by Kate Wilhelm. A dozen stories focusing on people coming to terms with their fate in life. The Nebula Award-winning Forever Yours, Anna, tells of a graphologist who falls in love with a woman because of her handwriting. In The Great Doors of Silence, a woman recalls the abuse she suffered as a child. And The Day of the Sharks depicts a couple's idyllic Florida vacation that becomes a nightmare. 1992, narrated by Nadine Haglund. And for the younger readers, DBC 07022, The Eagle Tree by Ned Hayes. 14-year-old March Wong loves trees. He knows everything there is to know about them and is captivated by every detail, even though the young autistic boy has fallen multiple times and has been warned about the dangers of the forest. Nothing can keep him away. 2016 includes an author interview conducted by narrator Ward Ryder. Happy Trails by David Junius. This issue of Reading Matters marks the departure of two key staffers at WTBBL, Electronic Services and Instruction Librarian Herrick Heitman and Patron Registrar and Outreach Specialist Tyler Kay. Herrick has worked 39 years at Washington State Library, having graduated from library school in 1978 at the University of Washington. His eclectic career has ranged from branch libraries at the Washington State Penitentiary to the Washington Soldiers Home. He has served people with developmental disabilities at Rainier School and Faircrest, and was a reference and federal documents librarian at the Central Branch in Tumwater. Herrick started at WTBBL in 2010 as the Adult Services Librarian and became the electronic services and instruction librarian in time to meet the growing demands of online access to WTBBL's collection, as well as advancements in accessible technology. His latest work has included the recent rollout of Braille e-readers and participating in the NLS test of using Wi-Fi to download from BARD, all the while providing reader advisory services to patrons statewide and sharing his expertise on our catalog and collection development with fellow staff. A native of northern Idaho, where he grew up on the shores of Lake Pend'Oreille, he spent most of his adult life in Washington State. My retirement looks to be spent walking dogs, landscaping, easy home repair projects, reading, and volunteer work, said Herrick. This has been the most enjoyable time of my state library career. The patrons and staff with whom I've worked are great. Tyler has been with WTBBL for nearly 14 years, working with patrons and their caretakers to sign people up for services, maintain their patron accounts, and represent WTBBL around the Puget Sound. A seventh-generation Washingtonian, Tyler comes from a broadcasting and communications background and joined WTBBL after 5 years with the Pierce County Library System. Building on his experience working with advocacy organizations and care professionals, Tyler will pursue a master's degree in vision rehabilitation therapy from Western Michigan University. I am thankful for the privilege of serving so many thousands of people from all walks of life and corners of our state, Tyler said. So many of those voices on the other end of the line have meant so much to me and have touched me in ways they will never know.
Meet WTBBL's new managing librarian. My name is Tracy Timmons. As managing librarian, I oversee the audiobook, Braille, and shipping departments. I love being a part of the teams creating the audiobook and Braille versions of books by Pacific Northwest authors that our patrons enjoy. I also love working with our shipping and circulation staff who make sure that patrons get the audiobook cartridges, large print books, Braille books, and equipment they need. I was born in New Jersey, but spent the first part of my childhood in Georgia, eventually moving to Florida for high school and college. My husband and I came to Washington so I could pursue my Master of Library and Information Science degree at the University of Washington. We loved the area so much we decided to stay. Since my UW days, I have worked in academic and special libraries and even spent a few years working as a web developer for several startup tech companies. Prior to coming to WTBBL, I spent 18 years overseeing the libraries and archives at the Seattle Art Museum. I am excited to enter a new area of librarianship and play a part in delivering specialized services to Washingtonians. I'm looking forward to meeting our patrons throughout the state and continuing to learn how we can assist you in getting the books and other resources you want. When I'm not at work, I enjoy hiking and traveling with my family, reading, listening to music, sewing, and following the British Premier League. I've just finished reading Kylie Reid's Such a Fun Age, one of the WTBBL Patron Book Club books. Other recent reads include The Chiffon Trenches by Andre Leon Talley, Crying in H-Mart by Michelle Zauner, The Last Green Valley by Mark T. Sullivan, Loot, Britain and the Benin Bronzes by Barnaby Phillips, and The Personal Librarian, about one of my heroes, librarian Belle DaCosta Green, by Marie Benedict and Victoria Christopher Murray.
WTBBL's book club is a hit. We've been having a great response for WTBBL's Patron Book Club, which started in March. You can look forward to the next Patron Book Club on July 27th. The WTBBL Patron Book Club is held bimonthly, meeting from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the fourth Wednesday of every other month. This virtual book club reads popular titles in a variety of genres. You'll have an opportunity to discover great new reads and get to know other readers across the state. No registration is required. Choose the books you are interested in reading and join us. We use a platform called Zoom that enables people with a computer to join meetings simply by clicking on a link that we provide. Don't worry if you don't have a computer. You can also use your phone to join by calling in. Check out our calendar at https://www.wtbbl.org/caledar.aspx for more information. We have the titles for each book club meeting available on a preloaded cartridge. If you would like us to send you a cartridge, please call Riley at 206-615-1783. That's 206-615-1783, or email wtbbl@sos.wa.gov. That's wtbbl@sos.wa.gov. Zoom link, https://tiny.one/BOOK LUB22. Phone number 206-337-9723. That's 206-337-9723. Meeting ID 840-2605-1131. Passcode 134812. Passcode 134812. Meeting ID 840-2605-1131. That's 840-2605-1131. Coming up, July 27th, Naked by David Sedaris, BR23050DB44134. The author recounts hitchhiking across the country with an odd cast of quadriplegics and deadbeats, working as a migrant worker in North Carolina, and other adventures. Facilitator David Junius, volunteer services manager. September 28th, Everything Sad is Untrue, A True Story by Daniel Nayeri, BR23597DB101953, LP26264. At the front of a skeptical classroom in Oklahoma, young Khosrew tries to tell his story. Khosrew's stories span centuries, from the moment his family fled Iran in the middle of the night to tales set in the jasmine-scented city of Isfahan. Facilitator Aaron Groh, Youth Services Librarian. November 16th, Winter Counts by David Heska Wanblee-Wyden, BR23423, DB100989. A vigilante enforcer on South Dakota's Rosebud Indian Reservation enlists the help of an ex to investigate the activities of an expanding drug cartel, while a new tribal council initiative raises controversial questions. Facilitator Deborah Priest, circulation and audiobook production technician. Thank you to our January 1st to March 31st, 2022 donors. Thank you to all of our patrons and donors who contribute so much to our organization. Your gifts continue to help strengthen our organization and our mission, ensuring that all may read. If you have questions regarding a gift to our organization, contact Laura Mott at laura.mott@sos.wa.gov or 360-902-4171. That's laura.mott@sos.wa.gov or 360-902-4171. Geraldine and Milton Ahrens, Joanne and James Adamson, Cynthia and Greg Adden, Linda and Ken Atkins, Gaylord Allen, Joanne Anderson, Deanne and Michael Andrews, Anonymous, 8, Lydia and David Arnold, Association for Computing Machinery, Joan Bailey, Frances Barnhart, Jereen Behrens, Joan Benedetti, Christine and Dale Biddle, Joan Boyd, Darlene Breckenridge, Barbara Breslin, Bristol Myers Squibb, Julie and Stephen Brommers, Lori Brown, David Buchholz, Rosemary Bulmer, Ursula Buteau, Barrett Call, Pauline and C.J. Campbell, Lynn and Robert Chase, Anatoly Siabanu, Marjorie Clark, Janice Clayton, Philip Collette, Molly Cohn, Kathy Cooper, Barbara Costello, Colleen Castigan, Irma Cross, Virginia and Arthur Crow, Robert Daniel, Saskia DeYoung, Marilyn Divitt, Donovan Dolan, Margaret Dunbar, Betty Edwards, Will Elliott, David Elliott, Gerald Irvin, Janice Esterly, Joanne Evans, Joy Fletcher, Joyce and George Fraser, Arlene and Floyd Funk, Vijay Garamella, Gloria and Louis Garling, Adar Gates, Deborah Gates, Susan and Bjorn Yolmesley, Therese Gordon, Elizabeth Gould, James Grazer, Gloria and Lyle Grieg, Carolyn Hamilton, Ronald Heath, Jean and Thomas Heastand, Peggy Heglin, Martha Helke, Marion James Heltzley, Jacqueline Henderson, Louise Heiliman, Dorothy Hughes, Dan and Dawn Humphrey, Cheryl Ishida, Jerome Jackson, Edward Jaworski, Camille and David Jasny, Sue Johnson, Helen and Bud Johnson, Robert Johnson, June Johnson, Sarah Jones, Valdine Jones, Hannah Karras, Patricia and Robert Kaltz, Juana Lee Killian, Mary Kitson, Nancy Klinger, Gregory LeBon, Mona Lemon, Peggy Lunsford, Gary Lunsford, Alice and William McDonald, Jan and John Mantle, Diane Marcel, Dorothy Marks, Linda and Gary Marshall, Judy and Ronald Marshall, Mary Jo Charitable Giving Fund, Deanna Matson Walker, Rebecca McGee, Richard McHenry, Gwyneth and Gary McLaren, Janet and Don Mahaffrey, Lois and Kenneth Mice, Jack Melil, Marion and Neil Milburn, Warren Miles, Patricia and Stephen Miles, Linda and Louis Miley, Terrell Moody, Shirley Morrison, Joanne and Howard Mumau, Anne Murphy, Suzanne and Gary Murren, Janine Neild, Laura Nordaus, Norman Nutting, Lisa and Stephen Olson, Phyllis and John Olson, Maxine Peschall, Dania Paskovskis, Juanita Peterson, Richard Pettit, Patricia Pitcock, Karen and Grant Plummer, Ellen and Dan Porter, LaDane Rantella, Terry and Gerald Rapp, Robert Reese, Marilyn Ring Nelson, Jutta Ricken, Joan Salen, Suri Segusa and Donald Castro, Diana and Stephen Sain, Birgit Schroeder, Joan Schultz, Wilma Schunk, Philip Scott, Rebecca Scott, James Shaw, William Shea, Susan Schell, Thomas Simard, Lynn Simmons, Kathy Skipper, Betty and Bert Smith, Constant and Maynard Steffen, Christopher Stone, Trudy Stotz, Norman Stutger, Kathleen Sullivan, Nancy Sutter, Marilyn Sutkis, Frida Tesh, David Thomas, Donna and Richard Thorkildsen, Dolores Todd, Andrea Traphagen, George Tutt, Rita Tuttle, Lucy Lu Wang, Don and Barry Westover, David Wilder, Phyllis Woodman, Karen Woodworth, Wild Family Foundation, Kim Wyman, Betty Zenkner, Zipstorm Incorporated. In memory of Ailey Baker, George Helke, Ardith Kling, Daniel Lunsford, Belva Maxine, Alice McCulley, B.B. McInerney, Jean Town. In honor of Herrick Heitman, Tyler Kay.
This has been Reading Matters from the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121-2783.